Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 6:30 in the morning London time on Thursday, the 11th of June. Just how bad will the ECB's policy error be today? That the ECB will make a mistake and raise interest rates does seem to be, sadly, almost inevitable. This is gesture economics at its worst. The interest rate increase will not impact inflation, and it will not impact inflation expectations. Inflation expectations don't matter very much at the moment anyway, because there are no signs of second-round inflation effects. This is backwards-looking policy-making, pure and simple. The ECB is worried that inflation rose in 2022, so they're raising rates now. Monetary policy does not correct past errors like that, it only creates new ones. However, a quarter point increase in rates is not going to bring European growth crashing down. Any company that cannot withstand a quarter point rate increase at this particular point on the cycle, it would be being so badly run as to fail anyway. Consumers will still spend, and they will still cut back on their savings rates in order to cover the costs arising from higher energy prices. Raising rates is not going to suddenly increase the appeal of saving. What the rate increase does, by transferring money from borrowers to savers, is increase fragility in the European economy. So today's error is an unenforced error. It's unnecessary, it's harmful, but it's not seriously harmful. US President Trump takes a very different approach to inflation to that adopted by what might be considered the Bundesbank faction of the ECB. Trump declared yesterday, quote, "I love the inflation." This is just as well, as there's quite a lot of it happening in the United States at the moment. The rationale is that the inflation rate will fall by more when the war is over. This is true as far as the change, though not the price level, is concerned. But the challenging aspect is that higher inflation today is reducing living standards in a way that lower inflation tomorrow is unlikely to repair very quickly. Average hourly earnings are not the same thing as wages, and they are very different from income. But the real inflation-adjusted average hourly earnings in the States today have fallen back to the level that they were at when Trump took office. The failure to improve real earnings is something people are conscious of. The detail of the inflation data did show an absence of second-round inflation effects, and as expected, last year's tariffs are fading from the inflation data, though there's not much evidence that consumers are seeing lower prices from the reversal of tariffs. Overall, however, this data, alongside the employment data, does not give the US Federal Reserve an urgent need to cut rates. Next year, no doubt, but not for now. The inflation data continues with US producer price inflation for May, due for release today. This has some bearing on the calculation of the personal consumer expenditure deflator, which is what the Fed focuses on, though Fed Chair Warsh seems keen to focus on whatever inflation indicator is reporting the lowest number, rather than necessarily focusing on the indicator that best reflects the inflation experience of US households. There will be less excitement about today's data, but as with the consumer, the pass-through of energy prices is likely to be relatively swift on this occasion. As far as energy prices go, the rather visible rate of firing in the middle of a supposed ceasefire in the Gulf is not something that is perhaps surprising investors. Claims of ships being escorted through the Strait of Hormuz are not being given too much credibility either. It does seem to be the case that a small number of ships are travelling out of the Gulf, some with Iranian permission, having paid the necessary tolls, some perhaps not. But compared to pre-war levels, the volume of shipping is tiny and counts as little more than a statistical rounding error. Markets are only likely to change their views about navigation through the strait if Iran signals it is letting more vessels past. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.